Minnesota News Network, I'm Shel Maloney. The Minnesota BCA says the suspect in Wednesday's apartment building mass shooting was killed during an exchange of gunfire with Minneapolis police. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says the shooting all started during an exchange of a child in a custody case.
This is once again a situation where domestic violence is center and central to a really terrible situation with multiple people shot, and the role that domestic violence continues to play in mass casualty incidents and other situations where people are shot and killed continues to be a problem that we need to continue to encounter and figure out as a society.
Evans says the victims killed have been identified as 63-year-old Dale Spry and 61-year-old Musi Afra. Both are residents living on the ninth floor. One woman shot is in serious critical condition. Three police officers and two others are recovering from their injuries. Minnesota farmers are facing several pressures as harvest approaches. Senator Rob Kupak of Moorhead says high production costs and tariffs are now being compounded by dry conditions.
Weather's really dry, and I think right now, you're particularly in the Red River Valley, that's the number one concern as I sit here next to a soybean field that is looking really, really yellow. The moisture part is a big concern for them.
Kupek says weaker yields could add another challenge to what a difficult farm economy is already. The State Fair honored a dozen top exhibitors today for outstanding customer service, friendly staff, and overall value. Among the winners are the America 250 Ferris Wheel, Big Dog Corn Dogs, Peachy's Baking Company, and Loon Lake Iced Tea. The Great Minnesota Get-Together continues through Labor Day. And Becker High School's only head football coach ever will kick off his 57th and final season tonight. Dwight Lundeen says technology is the biggest change that he's seen in his 57-year career on the sideline.
From 8mm to 16mm to VHS to instant, we have a 48-inch colored TV on the sideline. The defense goes out there for 10 plays and they come off the field, and within seconds they can watch all 10 of the plays or whatever it was.
Lundeen's teams have won four state championships in 2005, 2014, 2015, and 2024. In other headlines, bow fishing isn't just recreation. Advocates say it also helps Minnesota waters by targeting invasive fish species. Kurt Sish is a bow fishing guide and says carp can have a major impact on lake health.
Our target species are rough fish, so it's invasive species like carp that are destructive to the watershed. Carp have a tendency to eat the native fish eggs and plants and displace them, and it's also responsible for a lot of phosphorus that ends up in the water, turning our lakes and rivers green.
Sish says lakes with active bow fishing programs have seen native fish populations rebound as invasive species decline. The DNR is looking for help collecting red pine cones and is sweetening the deal. The agency is now paying $95 a bushel for clean, ripe, closed cones. The seeds are used to grow red pines, Minnesota's state tree. And Minnesota opens the 2026 season tonight, hosting Eastern Illinois at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Gophers are coming off back-to-back 8-5 seasons and will lean on quarterback Drake Lindsey. Head coach PJ Fleck says he's eager to see how this team's younger players respond under the lights. Kickoff is 4-7. This is MNN.